AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Category 3 Hurricane Milton's being felt in Florida. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
We're expecting a large area of destructive storm surge with inundation of 10 feet or greater above ground level along portions of the west central coast of the Florida Peninsula, accompanied with damaging waves, and water levels are going to rise rapidly in the next few hours as the eye of Milton approaches the coast. And strong onshore winds on the backside of the hurricane will also cause a rapid rise in water after the center makes landfall as well.
Milton's also spawned tornadoes. Phyllis Pearson evacuated from West Bradenton.
So this is by far the worst one that I know of.
Officials now urging people who have not yet evacuated to stay put. Meantime, Donald Trump continues to attack the federal hurricane response.
In Pennsylvania, former President Donald Trump says FEMA's work in North Carolina for Hurricane Helene is a disaster.
They had no money. You know where they gave the money? To illegal immigrants coming in, many of whom are killers, many of whom are drug dealers, many of whom are gang members.
President Biden responded from the White House.
What a ridiculous thing to say. It's not true.
The president says people are wrongly being told property is being confiscated, and people affected by the storm will only get $750, and that's it.
No one should make the American people question whether their governments will be making sure that this disaster when it strikes, they'll be there. We will, all of us.
The president says this is harmful for people who need relief the most. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris making a trip to Nevada and Arizona after getting a briefing on Hurricane Milton with President Biden. In other news, Israel's defense minister warns retaliation for Iran's recent missile attack will be lethal and surprising. The Israeli military is pressing a large-scale operation in northern Gaza against Hamas and a ground offensive in Lebanon against Hezbollah. And in Haiti, the death toll from a gang attack on a small town last week has risen to 115. This is AP News. Extreme heat and methamphetamines are proving a deadly mix. Donna Warder has some numbers.
An Associated Press analysis of data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has found that meth is showing up more often as a factor in deaths from heat-related causes. Death certificates show about 1 in 5 heat-related deaths in recent years involved meth. And in Arizona, Texas, Nevada, and California, officials found meth in nearly 1/3 of heat-related deaths in 2023. I'm Donna Warder.
Physiological ways of coping with heat is impaired when used methamphetamines.
Phoenix emergency physician Dr. Anish Narang explains.
It impairs your ability to sweat and to monitor your own internal temperatures. So when you take this drug, all those things are impacted. And those are all things that are deleterious to you in the heat.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.